Hey everyone, and welcome back to The Advisor. If you have not yet, please like and subscribe. So today is exciting because this is my very first episode in my brand new studio. I'm settled in and I'm excited that I get to do it with Dr. Haney Damian. So this man is amazing. He has a podcast on our channel, which he gives such brilliant tips on health and general things that people can do to feel good. He's a visionary in modern medicine and the co-founder of Pain Care Clinics. And if you didn't check out the last episodes, you should go back because we quashed a bunch of fads. We talked about red light therapy and cold plunges and mushrooms and things that are in trend right now. And Dr. Damian spoke to all of it. And we talked about what was real and what you should really look for. Today, we're diving into gut health. Did you know that 70% of your immune cells are sitting in your gut right now? Dr. Damian's going to talk to us about why that matters. It is really good to see you again. You just got back from Dubai. You had a vacation. You're looking dapper. Love the jacket.
Thanks, Lisa. Thanks a lot. I really appreciate your kind words and congratulations on the new studio. I'm really excited for you. Everything is a new beginning, new studio, new place, new beginning. It's just really exciting. And timing couldn't be any better to start something new and start a new page, because things are accelerating so fast in the medical field.
They really, really are. Before we hit record, you were telling me about all these new, exciting things in the world of health and what that means for people in longevity. And I love how you talk about it's not about the length of time we live, it's the quality of that life. And so it's like, how can we extend that? So you talk about your father waking up and being able to walk down the stairs. Like that to me matters.
He's doing great, and he's actually the other day I was at his place having lunch, and somebody knocked on the door. I couldn't keep up with him, Lisa, to open the door. Like he was running to open the door. Is it like
Wow.
slow down? Yeah, it's pretty much crazy. This guy ate healthy and as much as he can, but he enjoyed his life, worked so hard, had his own struggles, right? But he was always stress-free. He
Yeah.
wouldn't worry about anything, Lisa.
Wow.
Yeah, work, money, kids, everything is gonna solve itself. I
Yes.
probably, like in my life, I've seen him worry probably like two times. Just a little. And I think this is really a secret of him living a long, full life. Like all my friends love talking to him because the world could be on fire and he'll talk to you about sports and soccer. Doesn't care about economy. Did you see the
Right.
last game? Did you see this? Right? I remember him rushing from work or maybe taking the day off. He was a doctor, taking the day off just to watch a game. Soccer is
Nice.
it's the final for his favorite team, you know. And this is really what we aspire for. I was talking to a group of physicians yesterday and we're talking about water and gut health and Cristiano Ronaldo. We're talking how much he spent millions on specific organic oxygenated, ozonated water. My father used to drink from the hose when he was
Right. Yeah.
up, right?
Yeah.
And the guy is 95 years old. Like if I made it to 80 drinking from the tap water, I will be okay, right? It's about
Yeah.
stress and the inflammation and anti-inflammatory. Gut health is very important. It's very important. The things that he will do started with his teeth. He's 95 and he still have his all his teeth.
Wow.
Like honestly, this is a miracle on its own, right?
Yeah.
Most of their age have dentures now, lost their teeth and whatever. But he was consistent, persistent on cleaning, going to the dentist, doing what needs to be done. And people think that this is crazy, but this is what makes you live longer, right? Because a recent research from Harvard showed that it all starts from your teeth all the way to your gut, your habits, your food, liver. All this matters in like you said, immunity, inflammation, and that makes you live longer. So exactly what you said, it just this is that angle that we don't look at during our medical exam. Like I have a patient, I
Yeah.
ask him about chronic pain. You have pain, how long you have the pain? Never ask him what do you eat. Never ask
Right.
him are you bloated? Any allergies to food, any intolerance to food, right? Never ask that. Right now, this trip made me look differently.
Right.
And the reason it made me look differently is quite interesting, Lisa. So I went there and I was feeling a little bit tired. And I thought, you know what? I've been working so hard, going so fast for the past few months, I might be tired. So I visited six anti-aging regenerative clinics that I really wanted. I've been following them on social media and they said, you know what? I'll go and visit them. So I did
Wow.
biological age in the first one. I'm still waiting for it to come back. I did EBO, which is extracorporeal plasma exchange, oxygenation, and ozonation. So they take your blood
Wow.
from one arm, they put it in seven filters, and they inject it back. During this filters, they remove all the toxins, inflammatory agents, metals, heavy metals like copper or whatever in your system. Spike protein that I was really concerned about and was making me tired from the COVID vaccine. And I was
Right.
really concerned about the side effects with strokes and heart attacks that it can cause. So I was really concerned about that. They remove all this and they send the oxygen with oxygen and ozone. Then you get infused with exosomes. So exosomes are signaling cells. They're empty cells. They go in and they ask the body, certain cells in the body and certain organs to do their job. With age, organs and tissue slows down. So it fixes the mitochondria inside the cell, which is the main computer in each cell. And
Right.
after fixing it, it will tell it, okay, let's work properly. It reset, work properly. Let's release growth factors, healing factors, like when we were younger in our 20s. So you get
Right.
all the pain, aches, inflammation gone, clarity of mind. So after this, I was tired for a day. Then I felt totally different. I
I
felt
was gonna ask, yeah, what did
rejuvenated.
that feel like?
It just, honestly, it felt like you were under the water. Was a heavy rock on your chest, and you just woke up, can breathe better, and no heaviness in your chest. If I can
Wow.
describe, yeah, if I can describe, it just so amazing. That being said, after a couple of weeks now, I wasn't feeling 100%. So I said, you know what? Let me look a little bit closer because I asked there, and they don't do gut health.
Okay.
So I did.
Interesting. That's interesting because that's so advanced. But the
It
gut
is.
is like that's basic foundational stuff that nobody thinks about.
It just been neglected for a long time.
Yeah, people are talking about it now, but we need to talk about it more.
Unless you're having symptoms like you're extremely bloated or you're having pain, Lisa, nobody looks in their gut health.
Yeah.
Nobody looks like to the point. I don't know if I told you that, but me and a friend of mine, we were in medical school together and we were doing an emergency rotation. Everybody in, at night coming because they cannot go to the bathroom.
Right, they're constipated.
They're
Yeah.
constipated. So I told them my first project will be a clinic that we will just do enemas And I will call it the no shit clinic.
That's hilarious, but it's true. So many people don't understand that, like talking about going to the ball to the bathroom, like you should not have to try, and it should be regular. So your system should literally just release the stool, and it should be
Yeah.
clean and not messy. And that means that, does that signal that your gut is healthy? Is that a signal of it?
It's one of the first healthy signs that you're not constipated, because keep in mind a few things, right? Stools would, number one, increase the pressure on the walls of the large and the small intestine. So that would
Right.
cause something called diverticulosis. So it's pockets that you're pushing against a soft tissue. It will cause pockets. Those pockets are called diverticulitis or diverticulosis, right?
Right.
It's similar to an appendix, which is a small pocket. Then that gets filled with stools, get infected, and it will cause bleeding.
Okay.
So this is one of the very first problems that you'll have. Increased pressure there, and it will bleed. Get infected.
Because it's getting, because it's dehydrated, because it
It
sits there
is.
and then it loses the moisture, right?
It
And then
is.
it grows and it backs up, and then your intestines, I can see that. Yeah.
And then the overgrowth of the bacteria that in the stools. So
Right.
the stools has got a lot of bacteria in it, right?
Yeah.
That's why I don't know if you he heard about stool transfusion, right? It has an overgrowth. So a few years back, they came up with weird idea that, okay, if somebody's constipated, that means that it's growth, overgrowth of the bacteria in there will take it. And somebody else has got certain conditions like chronic diarrhea or Crohn's or whatever that lost all the good bacteria in their system. Let's do a stool transfer to get them the
Okay.
bacteria. So we have people that are constipated and people that are consistently having diarrhea and getting rid of the bacteria. Bacteria doesn't have time to grow in there. So they thought about this. People think it's working. I haven't really seen reasonable study to say it is working, but one of the gut health is actually have a stool analysis, right? Get a stool
Right.
analysis, right? Look at the microbacterium in there, how under or overgrown it is, and that will give you an idea about your gut health. But gut health starts
Okay.
at the mouth, right? If you have dental infection, if you're not looking after your teeth, if you have
So by
gingivitis,
looking after, like brushing, flossing twice a day, is that what you
yeah.
mean by looking after your teeth? So, I mean, that makes sense. It's the
And
first
cleaning,
place where things that are going in our stomach go.
and cleaning, just a descaling of the teeth so that
Yeah.
the gum will have a healthy every 3 months, a healthy cleaning is pretty amazing, right?
Right.
Having sensitivity to cold and hot is not proper. Inflammation starts from that. So we think about it this way, right? You have inflammation and infection in the teeth, and it's in your mouth, and you're sucking on it all day long, right?
Right.
Where do you think this bacteria will go? It's going to go down the gut. And then everybody eats out now. Everybody, right? They don't know that about something called H. pylori. So an overgrowth of a bacteria in the stomach that cause a lot of problems, including ulcers, including thinning of the gastric layers, including increased acidity, bloating, significant bloating, right? And the problem with this, Lisa, is you're gonna treat everybody around you, right?
Right.
So when I tell the patient, okay, I'm gonna test for H. pylori, I'm gonna treat the whole house, right?
Right.
Because it's infectious. It is,
Okay.
right? So imagine you're going to a restaurant and this day they didn't wash their spoons or forks or whatever. How many people ate with that or the dish?
Wow.
Yeah. So
Yeah.
H. pylori is extremely common.
So what
And
are some signs, like tiredness?
tiredness can give you this. So with unhealthy gut health, You're gonna get tiredness because it will disrupt your sleep, right? It will give you fogginess. The brain will be foggy because you're not getting enough sleep, you're not getting enough nutrients. If you have inflammation in the lining of the stomach, I can assure you, you're not absorbing all the vitamins, minerals, iron in the stomach. That's why a lot of patients now, we make it easier and give them vitamin B12 injection. Or that's why the infusion clinics are really getting popular because the gut is gone and the layers are in there are so inflamed chronically, cannot absorb all the nutrients and the good food. Yeah, we'll eat good food, we'll eat healthy. When I ask the patient, what do you eat? Oh, I eat healthy. I hear this all day. I said, okay, tell me exactly what you eat.
What are you putting in your
Yeah,
body?
what do you eat, right? Oh, I eat pasta. I was, okay, all right. We're gonna slow down on the pasta. We're gonna slow down on the deep fried food because all this increase the chances for lowering the healthy bacteria. Antibiotics. We have in my opinion, we have a pandemic of overuse of antibiotics. It's a pandemic, Lisa.
And antibiotics, they strip all of the good bacteria from your gut,
Yeah,
right?
it's not a smart bomb. It will kill all the bacteria. So, which is funny, we used to make fun of that, and I'm one of the guilty people. That patient would show up in the ER after visiting her family physician, visiting an urgent care, and both didn't give her antibiotics. So she came to the ER. Said, okay, fine. She's going to keep coming till I give her the antibiotic. Here's the antibiotic just to get her out, right?
Hey, they used to make it banana flavored when I was a kid, and I loved it. I loved it. I wanted to get sick so I could have the banana flavored
Yeah,
penicillin.
that's the biaxin. Yeah, it's really a good one,
Yeah,
and
kids love that.
we overuse that, right? And it killed most of the bacteria. But it's not only this; it's just eating all the non-organic food. And I know organic food is some people think it's a myth, but it's proven that all the chemicals will affect your bacteria, whether it's gonna grow it or undergrow it and kill it, right? And then go to the stools, like you said, but it affects more than that. It affects your collagen cells as well, right? I met in Dubai, there are people that will look in your face and will tell you if you have a gut problem or not, right?
Just by looking at your face?
Yes, because
So, like your
obviously,
skin or your
when you look,
eyes, or what are they looking for?
yeah, they're looking. They will look at it and they will tell you there are signs for high cholesterol under your eye, and in the eyelids. Yep, they will look into the creases here, and if they are a certain shape, they will tell you you're having a problem with digestion. They will tell you, yeah, because it affects here.
Interesting.
Yeah, a certain shape. They will look at the if the face is rounded in a certain shape, they will tell you you have an adrenal gland and certain kind of bacteria that's missing. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. That's
That is crazy.
why, yeah, that's why Dubai is a hub because you face, like here, we're practicing Western medicine, right? Dubai is unique into this. You've got everyone in there, right?
That's crazy.
From
I can't imagine someone walking up to me being like, "Oh, this line tells me you should check out your digestion." I mean, I would love that, but to the average American, that would be difficult to walk into if you're not ready for that, right? But
No.
I mean, bring it on. I feel like we need that. We need
We
that.
do. We do. That's why a lot of patients fall through the cracks. And I'm one of the people that are guilty because I will sit down and ask about their chronic pain, what was done, what wasn't done, investigation. And I think this trip and what I've been going through from the energy perspective changed my mind and changed my vision to, okay, I'm gonna try as much as I can not to let patients slip through the crack, right? Because you can treat the patient as much as you can, will help them manage their pain, but what about the rest of the stuff, right? What about the rest of the stuff that we might actually, or as physician, neglected, right? And the patient is not ready to dive into the internet and look for the cause. It's our responsibility to direct the patient.
Yeah. And some, like you said, the littlest thing could be affecting the whole system. So if it's something really simple, and that little switch could change their life, why not?
Exactly. And they discovered that Alzheimer is the same thing. Alzheimer and dementia due to lack of certain ingredients in our diet. And
Wow.
those ingredients, you can eat them and drink them and whatever as much as you can, but if you're not absorbing, you're just wasting, right?
Right.
Like I know that a lot of people like to drink tea and coffee after dinner or after lunch, right? This will reduce the absorption of iron, vitamins, and minerals after. So
Why?
they
Why
advise
does that
now
happen?
they dehydrate you, that's number one, and they block the lining of the stomach from absorbing iron from your meal. So you
Oh,
can enjoy a
interesting. Because I
nice
know
piece of
so many
steak.
people who do that so that they get energy. It's like they want lunch, but then they want to jump back into work. So they drink a bunch of coffee to go back to work.
Yeah, I'm one of those people, Lisa, because like I could sleep after lunch. I could just put my head and nap. It's which is a normal reaction. It's quite transient because all your blood flow is gonna go to the stomach to digest what you
Takes a
ate.
lot of energy.
Yeah, and it will pull the blood from your brain going to the stomach, so you feel a little bit slower. But it change your diet and space it. So it doesn't have to be right after, but just give your stomach half an hour, 45 minutes, and then drink the coffee.
So let me ask you this then. I know a lot of people are hearing this, and there's so many things we're talking about. What are some simple things that people can do to start improving their gut health? Just some simple basic things. And I know that they'll be able to get in touch with you to learn more about everything that you know, but what are some simple things?
Let me give you an example because I visited one of the clinics in Dubai that Cristiano Ronaldo visited, and they measured his age, and the guy is 10 years younger than his actual age, right? So I said, I'm gonna see what this guy is doing, right?
Of course.
He spent millions on water, Lisa. Millions.
What? Like on like special ox what is it? The
Oxygenated,
ozone.
ozonated water. We don't need to do this. Like Chinese people and Asian people, they wake up and they drink a hot cup of water in the morning, right? This
With
actually,
lemon.
yeah, it was lemon. That sets your pH and hydrate your body significantly. I wouldn't say a cup. I would say make it 2 cups, right? Push yourself for 2 cups before eating or doing anything. Right. I was a big, I wasn't so big on intermittent fasting. I actually believe in intermittent fasting now. Give your gut a little bit of a break, right? And it doesn't need to be too long, but now I'm a big proponent for that. It just, even 12 hours, right? Don't go crazy. And my personal trainer is trying to get up to 16 hours a day. Is it? That's not a life. That's not,
It's
I
not
mean,
fun starving.
no, it's just, you know what? It just, everything in moderation in my mind makes sense, right? Like, I
So
know
you
people
mean like
that.
12 hours no eating and then you can eat for 12 hours? Is that how you follow? Okay, so water in the morning with lemon, warm water with lemon. Why is it important that it's warm or hot?
Warm water soothe and increase the blood flow to the stomach.
Beautiful. And then you
Cold
wait.
water, will reduce the blood flow and will slow your appetite. So,
Interesting.
and it shocks the bacteria in the stomach, right?
So then you wait 30 or 60 to 90 minutes to eat, or what is
Yeah, 60 minutes will
recommended?
be, 60 minutes will be great. For people who can't, even 45 minutes, 30 minutes. But if you can do 60 minutes, that would be perfect. So drink a little bit more. Like in my opinion, like 2 cups, which is probably like 500 cc of water with lemon, That's just incredible. If you can get that would be perfect. It doesn't have to be $1 million glass of water like
Yeah.
Ronaldo, but just get the water in, right? Get the water in, and then you can eat after that. But slowly, slowly, eat. So a lot of people will take coffee before. Coffee is amazing, right? And in little amount, it's very stimulant, but it could harm the bacteria as well, right?
Okay.
It's not only this, it can cause kidney stones if you drink it in the mo in really in the morning, because it dehydrates the water in your system. So you're counteracting what you've done by drinking water and having coffee. It just you just feed the water that you drank, right?
Right.
So slowly, slowly, you can start with tea, you can eat something and then drink your coffee after, right?
Okay.
And then there are a lot of tests. I will encourage the patient to test, and it's not expensive. Stool test is not expensive. Go to the dentist to make sure that there's nothing infected. Use a proper toothpaste. Brush your teeth to start with. Then use a proper.
Yeah.
Because I
Start
run after my
brushing.
kids. Yeah, I run after my kids all day to brush their teeth. So just brush your teeth first, and then you can get a good toothpaste. If there is any problem with teeth, just deal with it right away. I know a lot of patients might not have that resource, but looking after your teeth is the cheapest way. Don't wait until something happens and you need a root canal or you need to extract. It's just very simple. What I've seen was my dad, he was always just, he brushed his teeth regularly. He looked after it. He floss regularly, right? It's just really simple this. So start with the teeth, and then if you are suffering from any of the symptoms like fogginess, tired, lack of sleep, look after the gut health. Go get a pH test. Go get a urea breath test for H. pylori. H. pylori is extremely prevalent, and it doesn't make sense if you get treated and your partner or your family member lives with you are not treated. I've seen this mistake
Okay.
done by a lot of physicians. It doesn't work. I promise you. I promise you, you will not clear it if the whole house is not treated.
Got it. Okay.
Right? I do that, and I'm a little bit over the top. But I get an abdominal ultrasound every year, right? I
Okay.
look at it. I have a lot of patients. I have a lot of friends, and we all discover stuff. So if you discover you have a little bit of fat around the liver, that's not healthy, right? That will cause slowness because the liver is the main factory that filters and take toxins away, right?
Right.
So if you have a little bit of extra fat on the liver, you're gonna have to work in reducing that by just a healthy diet, because you are blocking the doors of that factory, right?
Right.
It doesn't make
Right.
sense. So try it as much. There are medication now that could help you. Not that I'm giving you an easy way, but a little bit of a walk, right?
Right.
Can help it. Reducing fatty food after midday. So have whatever you want early in the morning where you can burn it, but at dinner time, just have it a little bit more leaner.
Got it. So like a salmon would be considered a fatty fat, right?
But this is healthy fat.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
So you're talking about a burger.
That's right. A
Yes.
deep
Okay.
fried chicken fingers like my
Yes.
kids eat all day.
Yeah. Brilliant. So then the foods that we're putting in our body is so important. And I know so many people understand that, but I don't think they actually understand that. So when I go to the grocery store, I literally stay on the outskirts. So I go to the produce and the meats and then the frozen, and then I'm out. But in the middle, it's just processed stuff. So how important is it to put clean, natural fruits and vegetables in our body?
It's unbelievably important, right? We'll start with your skin and the collagen, right? It shows on your face and your skin if you're eating deep fried food or healthy food. It does show,
Right.
right? Will increase your cholesterol, and obviously it will affect your skin and the eyelids, right? So let's start with that. The muscle mass, if you're not having a balanced diet like meats, like you said, and a significant amount of proteins in your diet, you lose the muscle. With aging, we lose the muscle. Like after age of 35, we lose 1% of our muscle mass. But what people don't understand, we lose similar amount, similar percent of your bones as well, right? So the bone density goes down and the facial bones shrink. That's why people looks
Oh.
for fillers and looks for facelifts. So it does change. It affects the skin where you can heal faster or slower, right? The bones. That's why when we age, we change our diet because we had our parents always pushing, eat your chicken, eat your meat, eat your chicken.
Right.
Then when we get older, we're just on the go all the time, or we're trying to change that, right? So you lose all that. Vegetables and fruit fiber is really important. This is, think about it, if you have a tree, right? This is your gut. You have a tree, you're gonna have to give it not only water, but you're gonna have it to give it nutrients. You're gonna have to give it
Right.
the right soil, right? Your gut needs the same thing. Need fruit and vegetables for fibers to grow the bacteria on it, to empty the bowels properly, to increase the balance between good bacteria and harmful bacteria. It just quite important. If you're just feeding your gut deep fried food all the time, you're just feeding the harmful bacteria and you're killing or neglecting the good bacteria.
Right. Yeah, it makes so much sense. It's I'm not gonna lie. I have a bag of my favorite is Miss Vicky's salt and vinegar chips, and I have bags of them stored in this upper cupboard in my kitchen, and I have a stool, and sometimes I give myself I just you know I have some of that. So it's okay to have some of the
Of
processed stuff if
course.
it's in moderation.
Of course. When I went to Dubai, I gained almost 5 kilograms, right? My friends
Yeah,
took me
taking in.
everywhere. I ate everything. The Dubai chocolate was so delicious.
Yum.
So
Yeah, it's not about perfection. This is about creating habits to
we don't
improve our
have to
health.
freak out, right? We
Yeah.
don't have to freak out, but this is not my lifestyle. Right?
Yeah, tell
This is
us
an
what a
exception.
regular, what do you eat in a day?
What I eat in the day, so I wake up, I usually like I started doing that probably a month ago. I started before I went on vacation and after, so I don't eat anything from 6 till 9 o'clock. Nothing from
Okay.
6 p.m. till 9 in the morning. Then I have water. I usually before 9 I have 2 liters of water with lemon gone, right?
Wow.
Yeah. Then I eat Greek yogurt with whey protein and a banana.
Okay.
Yeah. And then for lunch, I eat chicken and salad. I have a little bit of rice if I'm trying to bulk up, and I remove the rice. I put rice cakes if I'm trying to lean down.
Okay.
Yeah. Then another snack, whatever it is, at 3 o'clock. Could be a protein bar, but now I remove the protein bars. So I try to do healthy. So whatever it is, yogurt, I have oatmeal with protein. And then dinner will be steak, fish, chicken, salad. I always have fruit after each meal. So I like plums. So there is a plum going somewhere in there. And there is. Yeah, and there's apricot or pineapple after each meal. I choose one of them. So that's
Okay.
basically because I'm leaning down. When I'm bulking, things get really aggressive then. So I'm
And
eating
you eat a
every.
lot of protein, I'm assuming.
Yeah, a lot of protein. So I eat steak 3 times a day, rice. I don't eat
Holy.
pasta. Yeah, rice. It just. white basmati boiled rice kind of thing. So yeah, so a pretty plain, not exciting, but I cheat twice a week. We go out with friends on Friday and with my parents on Sunday,
Okay.
and I eat
Whatever you want.
real food. No, I'm just
Yeah.
kidding. No, I just all the barbecue. Our cuisine is not that bad in Egypt, especially the grilled food, the kebabs or the shish tawouks or shawarma or whatnot. It's not really that heavy, but I try to minimize that because I know that cholesterol is gonna get me one day.
Right. Yeah. Well, no one would believe you if you told them how old you were. So,
Yeah,
yes.
it's yeah, when I went to Dubai and I looked at my friends and they looked at me, I said, yeah, there is a difference. They said it's a quality of life. I said, no, it's a choice.
Right.
Because they looked a little bit older than me and they said, no, it's a choice. I made the choice to go to the gym 6 days a week. I made the
Yeah.
choice to change my diet, which is a big
Yeah.
thing, right? Because living in Dubai or back in the Middle East, everything revolves around food. You go out to eat. You invite somebody to eat, right? You entertain by eating. It's all food, and they have access to all kinds of authentic food. There are a lot of nationalities, a lot of cultures, and they bring really the good food in there, right?
Right.
It is very hard, right? And then you go in and you have the largest burger where the kids wanted to go
Yeah,
in.
the portion sizes when you go out to eat are absolutely insane. Like they are so gigantic. It's crazy.
They sell the kebabs in there by meter. So you have a 1 meter of kebab, 2 meter of kebab. Yeah,
That's crazy. That's like
it's
this
just
long.
insane. Yeah, it's insane, right? So you look at this, I said, whoa, it just they like everything to be bigger and better in Dubai, and that comes down to finally, like, you're gonna have to make the choice, right?
Yeah.
Gut health is a choice, and I would like our audience to understand that, right? You will go to your doctor, he will look after you very well, but unfortunately, as all doctors, we will miss. And you will fall through the cracks. Not a fault of the doctor. This is how we train to do in medical school. We look at your problem. And if we go a little bit deeper in your history, we will look into other health problems. We don't consider gut health is a problem unless you have bloating, severe pain, or honestly bleeding.
Right.
If you're coming and you're bleeding from the rectum or you're throwing up blood, okay, we're gonna get alarmed and look at it, right? The best part is for you to be proactive. Being proactive will save you a lot of trouble. I don't care what age you are, if you're young, old, or senior, you still can get your gut healthy by looking after your teeth, by looking after your stomach, looking after your bowels, going to the bathroom, get a stool test. And what I've done recently, I've done genetic testing myself. So I went and did the genetic testing as a part of the protocol that we are designing. And I discovered three genes. All right. One of them is colorectal cancer. So even I went after and had a consult with the genetic analyst after. I said, you don't need to do anything. You do not have colorectal cancer. I said, I understand, but I booked a scope. I'm not going to
Right.
wait till I have it. I'm not going to wait till I start having symptoms. I'm going to go every few years to get a scope.
Right.
Right. And then thyroid, she said, you don't have a thyroid cancer. I said, I don't care, but I
Yeah.
will go get a scan. So I did ultrasound and I'm getting a scan soon for thyroid. Just for the peace of mind, but also to get a baseline, right?
Right.
And a breast cancer for men, right? Which is kind of ironic because I was a breast cancer surgeon, but imagine if I get breast cancer, that will be like really ironic. But anyway, breast cancer. So what did what this made me change, I stayed away from soy because soy is full of estrogen and it will trigger breast cancer in men and women. It's
Okay.
really important. I was eating protein bars like they're going out of style
Yeah,
because I
they're
was
so
working.
easy and they're good and it's protein and it's quick and it's convenient.
It
I have
is.
a whole cupboard full of them.
Yeah, but they're full of soy.
Got
I
it.
sometimes when I do a cleanse, I stay away from chicken and I eat just Beyond the Meat, burger or whatever, which is nice. Calories are good on protein. But I look at it and said, okay, now it's full of soy as well. So I'm going to stay away from
Right.
that. So that will change. It's not only this. I will change my look into testosterone replacement therapy. Will even be more picky about the estrogen levels. Because as I mentioned before, testosterone can aromatize in the liver and a little bit will get into the blood of men as estrogen. And for women, as the same thing, we'll look into the estrogen a little bit closely, right? And we'll keep it within range so it wouldn't cause breast cancer. So that's very important. It will help me relieve any anxiety from testosterone replacement therapy. And patients are saying, okay, you know what? I don't want it because it's going to cause prostate cancer. If you don't have the gene, it will be really hard to have prostate cancer. So do yourself a favor and get testosterone replacement therapy if you have the symptoms, right? Simple changes
Right.
like this, 10 years from now, I'll be thanking my present self for making those
Yeah.
simple changes.
Yeah. So many people wait until, like you said, they're constipated, they're bleeding, we wait too long. We wait till it's too late. And we can, this is all preventative and it's all simple things.
It is.
Brushing, floss your teeth, eat healthy meals,
Yep. Drink
have some
water.
fun, drink
Yeah.
water. Yeah, drink a
Yeah.
ton of water. Move your body. It's all simple foundational things. People overcomplicate it. And what I like about what you're saying is like you're pinpointing the foundational stuff, and that's where you work from. So that's really important for clients to know is that like you're able to you see full picture, and that's really important when you're working with a doctor that they see the full picture. And you're basically a guinea pig for all this stuff. I love it. So you do it for yourself first.
I do. I'm super excited. I got so excited, Lisa, about this stuff because I would like to feel what the patient will feel when
Yeah.
they get this done, right?
Yeah.
And if I can bring this to mainstream, like we were talking before the podcast, that would be like, for me, that would be a goal for the rest of my career, if not the rest of my life. It just I need this to be
And life
accessible.
changing for the world, I'll add. Life changing.
Is. If you can change somebody's life and prevent them from dying from cancer, can you put money on that? There's no amount
Oh,
of
absolutely
money.
not.
There's no
Yeah.
amount of money. There's no, it's just the pleasure, right? That, oh, you know what? I was able to save that patient the trouble. I was able to extend their life. You know what I mean? For how many years extra? Because just we change, stay away from soy. That's it.
Yeah,
You know what I mean? And the funny
absolutely.
part is, men don't believe that they will get, till today, they will get breast cancer. Oh, I talked to a patient. That's for women. No, it's not.
Right.
No, it's not. When I was in medical school many years ago, the percent was 0.000001, something like that.
Right.
Now it's almost 10% of breast cancer is in men.
Wow. That's incredible.
It's just too much, right?
That's a lot, and I mean, I'm guilty of it too. My mind told me that it was women. I didn't really even think about men having breast cancer.
It is. It's so sad, and men don't understand it and don't believe it.
Yeah.
Right, they will look into prostate cancer, which is way less prevalent in these days than breast cancer.
Right. Crazy.
Right, so looking at that and somebody die from it, it will be quite sad if they can't make the just a simple changes, just really simple changes in your diet, right? Exercise to increase your natural testosterone, right? And keep your gut health a priority, right? Just, I know everybody's pushing for going to the gym, staying active, which definitely number one. I cannot stress enough how important is the muscle mass, muscle strength, and exercise. But gut health will come right after this. It's just, I felt so bad, and I finally start getting back to myself just because the gut health. And by the way, that's not only myself. I recently listened to a podcast for Dwayne Johnson, and he was talking about his gut health as well and how it was making him feel bad.
Yeah, it makes sense what our body is processing. They call it a second brain, you know, and I would argue that perhaps it's the primary one. It's
It
the main
is.
one. And that's where we get our emotion from. That's where stress develops. Inflammation, like you said at the beginning, it starts in the gut and it goes to your system. And what we're putting in our body affects every part of our system. So why not feed it with premium gasoline, right?
Yeah, that's right. You will not be able to sleep properly, which will affect your work, affect your cognitive function, right? And then it will increase your stress because you're not performing at the highest level that you want. And then will affect your mental health, will affect your inflammation as well. And you go into this cycle that you do not need it. But I can promise you, nobody will get good sleep if they have gut issues. I promise you that. No, it's impossible to get a good restorative sleep if you don't have a good and healthy gut. It's just impossible.
Well, hopefully people will hear our episode today and start doing the little things to help their gut health. So, how can people get in touch with you, if they want to learn more about your work?
From the website, drhannydamian.com, from my Instagram. I'm very active on Instagram. I'm posting regularly about even the Dubai trip and what we did at Dr. Hani Damian. Those are the best ways, or any of our clinics, paincareclinic.com or biospineinstitute.com. Just reach out, send me a message, DM. I'm extremely happy. And I will be excited to hear from anybody, even their experience. Tell me something from experience. I'm learning every day. I'm keeping my mind wide open for this new advancement in medicine. And I will take every question very serious. We'll get back with an answer if I don't have it.
Amazing. Thank you so much for being here today and for talking about your experiences, gut health, and it's really, really amazing how much you want to help people. And I'm with you.
I wouldn't do it alone, and I'm really happy that I'm joining your journey, Lisa. Really, really honored.
Yes, I'm excited. And we haven't even told the audience what we're planning, but we'll save that for the next one.
Sounds good. Sounds
Thank
good. Thank you so much.
you so much. And to our audience, thanks for tuning in. Please do not forget to like and subscribe. And we're going to have all of Dr. Damien's links in the show notes for you so you can easily access his amazing stuff. He has these great client in-house videos that he shares their experience and how he helps people get through their what they're going through. And he shows that and he shows his clinic. So they're really interesting to watch. Until next time, take care, everyone, and go take care of your teeth and your gut health and drink some water. Bye for now.